Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Dooley.
Well, happy Monday, everybody.
Hello, Risa. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. And here's my repeat. It sure comes so fast. I feel like I hang up after talking to you, and I'm calling you in 10 minutes. Oh, it's time to do our show again.
I know. And we've got kind of a dreary day out here in California today. It's supposed to rain. Yay!
Yeah, we need a little bit of rain. You know, they say, actually, we have all the rain we need. There's a jet stream. But the problem is the jet stream is just up a little higher than it normally is. Instead of dipping down to Southern California, it's staying up north. And that's why they're having a little bit more rain and storms and snow in the Midwest and so on. Not rain, but snow,
but
probably.
We need it down here. Our flowers need to grow. My car needs to be washed. You know, we need some rain.
Just a little bit, yep. Got to widen that Colorado River a little bit. Well, lots been going on this week, I'll tell you. We had a couple little shakes, nothing too big. But, you know, it goes to show you, if anything happens, no matter where you're at, no matter what state you're in, it's good to have a couple things set aside, you know, have a little bit of water and some sternos in case you got to heat up something, you know, your little emergency packs, right, Breeze?
Absolutely. And you have to rotate them about every 5 years. So it's been a little while since we've had a quake. So this is a good reminder, rotate your emergency stock.
Well, exactly. And, you know, people forget that they want to stock up on water, but they'll get the new high-tech hot water heater, which is good. It's just a small container. But you really don't want to get rid of your old hot water tank because that's an extra 30 gallons of water for you.
Absolutely.
You know, so there's your water
Jim,
storage.
What is,
That's your water storage for you.
Absolutely. So, Jim, what is your hot topic this week?
Well, my hot topic's going to be on a story I heard on a young man by the name of Casey Hines.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, hello, everybody. I had I was watching TV the other day, just yesterday, and there was a report on a 15-year-old boy from Australia. His name was Casey Hines, and he's had a life of abuse and torture, people picking on him. He said about 3 years ago he was in a situation where he went to school and kids started picking on him, and he had about 8 friends, and his friends left him. And ever since then, he would go to school, and he knew that these kids would be waiting around for him, and they'd throw things at him and just pick on him in all kinds of ways. And they would, one time they duct taped him to a tree, and what he says is to the kids is just look for a good day and keep your chin up. Well, he had a situation the other day where he went to school and this has been going on for 3 years, and he went to school and he was just anticipating his usual scenario, and a kid walked up to him and another kid that was holding a camera was filming what was going on, and this bully walked up and he started talking to him, and he punched him in the face. And then he punched him in the stomach a few times, and Casey was just standing there. And finally, it just kind of snapped. And he picked the kid up. They wrestled a little bit. He picked him up and did a body slam, slammed him down to the ground, and then just stepped back. And he said he was just frustrated with putting up with those years of abuse. And he, in an interview, and after that happened, he said, a good day is when somebody will just not throw something at him, or just, you know, the words and all that. He said that became commonplace. But just not
to
hit
him. Well, this has really become a problem in America and around the world, the bullying issue. And this will highlight, first of all, how stressed out children are that they do have to snap. And that, you know, something really has to be done about this bullying. So,
well, something's
going to
be really taken. It's really going to take off now because he's worldwide. Justin Bieber invited him to meet with him. He's got 23 million downloads. I mean, he's all over the world now.
Well, it's already a big subject, so this is just going to highlight it some more.
But
I'm
going to
go on to my hot topic real quick. I just want
to
talk about the fact that Betty White's Off Their Rockers is nominated for 4 Reality Wanted Awards. It's voted on by the general public, so I need everyone to go in on realitywantedawards.com and vote for Betty White's Off Their Rockers for unique concept and for dynamic cast. And Betty herself is nominated for Reality Queen and for Host or Hostess. So if you've watched the show, go in and vote. If you like the show, go in and vote. If you don't like the show, just don't go on your internet. But if you do like the show, please go in and vote for us. You have until April 5th to vote. And then the other thing is I'm a cover girl, Jim. I'm on the Five magazine this month. And so you can go to Reatha Gray, RETHAGREY.info. That's my blog. And it'll tell you how you can look at the Five magazine, and I'm there, and I've got all these sexy guys around me. It's really hot, even if I do say so myself. So those are I'm my own hot topic this week.
And
let's move on to our first commercial, Jim.
Alrighty.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Now, we've got a very special guest today.
95335 is our free shipping code for that. For that watch.
Free shipping. All right.
95335.
Now, we have a very special guest today, Jim.
Very special guest. And I know the gentleman, such an interesting story. And his name is Greg Rath. And he's, what a life. What a life. And let's see if we have him. Greg?
Yeah, do you have me?
Oh, there
he
is.
We have you.
Greg Rath. Hi, Greg. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, sir. Do you have me?
We have you on the line. You're
all
live.
All right. It's good to be here. It's good to be here. Thank you, sir, for having me.
This is Reatha Gray.
Hi, Greg.
Hello,
Greg
Rath. Well, it's nice to be here. Nice to talk to you, Reatha. I've heard a lot about you.
Oh, well, I've actually read a lot about you. You're running for the United States Congress in 2014. It's right in the
45th district. Yep.
That's right, here in Southern California, South Orange County. The primary is 2 months away, June 3rd, so we're putting all our resources and effort on making it through the primary so we can get to the November general election.
Now, we have a new system here in California now, so that the top two vote getters in the primary go on to the general, regardless of party.
Correct. That was implemented just recently through a proposition where no matter, anyone can now vote in any primary. It's not just Democrats vote for Democrats and Republicans for Republicans and so forth. Everyone can vote for anyone they want on the ballot. In my district, there's actually 4 of us running. There's 2 Republicans. I am running as a Republican. We have 1 no-party preference and 1 Democrat. And the top 2 vote-getters will then move on to the general election. So we could possibly have 2 Republicans in the general or in other districts, 2 Democrats or whatever. So it's a whole new system this year. We'll see how it plays out.
hopefully it plays out the way you want it to.
Yeah, it gives the person, the individual candidate, a little bit more leverage than the parties themselves. Sometimes a party will pick their own candidate, and the other candidate won't have the opportunity to get his or her message across. So we'll check this out. I think it'll be interesting, but Bill, we've been working very hard over the last year to get my name out there and get people out to vote. It's a primary election. It's not a presidential year, so there's generally a pretty low turnout, but we have tons of volunteers who are trying to get the vote out on June 3rd.
Now, Greg,
wonderful.
You've had such an interesting life, which we'll get into later. I mean, I'm very impressed by what you've done. But, some people at this stage of the game, and I'm not saying it's the later stage. This is our midlife for us. But you could retire. You could go on vacations with your wife. I met your wife. She's so supportive for you, such a nice lady. What is it that... You know, this is a big step for you. Instead of just following through with retirement or, you know, whatever you wanted to do in your life, what made you step into this situation with running for Congress? Because it is very time-consuming. It's a lot of energy. And what do you think drove you to that?
Well, I am 60 years old. I did a 30-year career in the Marine Corps as a fighter pilot, retired in 2004 at the rank of colonel. Was based here in Southern California for the majority of my tours here at the El Toro Air Station, then later down at Miramar Air Station as a fighter pilot. I then went on to fly with JetBlue for a couple of years until my buddy who owns a company brought me in to run his company, and I became president of a company in Anaheim. And then we sold the company, it's been almost 2 years ago. And after the 2012 elections, where the country was in such disarray and unemployment was so high, and all of a sudden everyone gets elected the same. We get the same president, same Congress. And, you know, my wife and I sat and discussed it, and it's just, you know, we can do something. We need to do something. And you're right. I was retired. I do have a nice pension. I'm fine. But I just felt compelled to serve my country one more time, and this time in a capacity as a representative of my neighbors and friends here in South Orange County.
Now, I see that you have a couple of platforms that you're running on. One is veterans, and one is government spending. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, as a veteran, my father is a veteran. He's 96. He's a World War II pilot over in Europe. He flew the A-20. He's a bomber pilot. My son's a major in the Marine Corps. He's a F-18 aviator himself. So we have three generations of aviators. And ever since the Iraq War and the war that's winding down in Afghanistan, our troops are coming back pretty messed up, not physically per se, but mentally through the constant battles they're in, and they've seen so much death and bloodshed, and I don't believe that the VA is giving them the correct type of help. If a guy comes back with a physical disability, it takes almost 2 years to get that claimed through and processed, and I just want to be more visible at the congressional level to get these troops, men and women, fathers and sons and daughters, the help they deserve. Now, my father has a disability, and he's never, ever, you know, his generations, they never asked the government for any money. And so finally I sat down with him. I said, Dad, you rate this. It's like $360 a month. I said, why don't we put you in for it? And he goes, no, you know, I've never taken anything. But, you know, I said, you deserve this, Dad. There's some hearing problems he has. So we put it in. It took 4.5 years to process the claim. And he finally got it. But, it, you know, once that happened, I had to do something for our veterans because that's just totally unacceptable.
Absolutely.
Oh, exactly.
And what about government spending?
Government spending, why you ask? I had the privilege and honor when I was a lieutenant colonel and then a colonel to work at the White House. I worked in the East Wing. I was the deputy chief of staff and then later the chief of staff of the White House military office. my job was to ensure the commander-in-chief, the president, was fully supported by the active duty military within the Washington area, i.e. Air Force One Squadron, its helicopter squadron, its communications gear, Camp David, run by the Navy. So we oversaw the president and the presidential support. And I was the chief financial officer for the we had about $160 million budget. And then I just start seeing at that level the amount of waste and abuse. And I took it upon myself to reduce the waste. And then I've seen so much waste at the Pentagon. And me being a military officer, not everybody, but people will say, oh, he's a hawk. He wants more money to the Pentagon. Absolutely not. Yeah. You know, I want to reduce the federal bureaucracy at the Pentagon. You know, since 1991, our forces have been cut in half, obviously since the end of the Cold War, and our ships and airplanes have been cut in half, but the federal bureaucrats have gone up 120%. And they,
how do you figure that? And, isn't that something?
Yeah, so that's just at the Pentagon, and I'm sure it's throughout the different bureaucracies in Washington and throughout the government, because I think there's this unintended consequence when Congress passes a law, and then the executive branch has to execute that law. And I don't think Congress is aware of the cost when they pass a bill. For instance, you know, this Obamacare that everyone's talking about today, the Affordable Care Act, it's just, it's a massive, massive bureaucracy. And there's a lot of waste. And we just saw that with the Internet. Just to put up an Internet for Obamacare was $500 million. Are you kidding me? For my campaign, my Internet is $9.95 a month, $9.95.
Yeah, where does that
go? Yeah. It goes to the world. Anybody can access my campaign, which is gregrats.com, R-A-T-H-S.com, and I'm just stunned. $500 million. So to answer your question, it's just – someone has to do something, and I felt this is something I need to do. And so I'm running, and it's been a very, very enlightening year of campaigning and very enjoyable, about 95% of the time, talking to people and just going
forward. You were a White House liaison to the Pentagon, correct?
Yeah, I was the liaison between the Pentagon and the White House for any military issues, and also with Congress, congressional bills for promotions, military promotions, and other bills would come through our office before the president would sign it. So I was kind of a liaison between the two. And then whenever the president traveled on Air Force One or just throughout the area, I would travel with him, or there's another officer in the office was a Air Force colonel. We'd take turns on trips just to ensure everything went smoothly on his trip. So that was a pretty good tour of duty I had. So I was able to see what happens at the highest level of government. So I do have federal experience. I know how Washington works, and I know how it's all messed up, and I know how not to get addicted to it. So to answer your question.
I think you're the only running mate that actually lives in the district.
Yeah, that's true. The 45th Congressional District, nine cities, parts of a couple others. And if you run for U.S. Congress for a specific district, you don't have to live in the district. I was not aware of that. So when I wanted to run for Congress, I said, well, I'm going to run in the 45th District because that's where I live. Our sitting congressman,
right.
John Campbell, is retiring, so it's an open seat. And all of a sudden, all these other candidates were getting in the race, and actually the Democrat lives in San Diego. And
right, but like you said, it's not a requirement to live in the district, but it certainly helps if you know what's going on
beneficial.
In your own district.
Of course. How long have you been out here in OC, Greg?
I got here in 1978 as a young first lieutenant. I grew up in Arizona, Phoenix. I went to Arizona State. Graduated in 75, went off to flight school, and my first duty assignment was here at El Toro Air Base, and I just love it out here in California. I met my wife at the Officers Club at El Toro in 1980. We got married a couple of years later, and we have three beautiful children. So And then I had other tours, but I've always maintained a home here in Southern California, but I lived in Japan for a while. I did three aircraft carrier tours, three combat tours, and I had the honor to come out of fighter squadron, a fighter air group, and a Marine Corps air wing, about 10,000 Marines and sailors. So I have leadership experience in business and in the military, and I want to take that experience to Washington so we can craft solutions to our problems, because I'm a uniter, I'm not a divider, and when I go door to door or just talk to different groups, people are tired of the bickering and all the partisanship in Washington. So, you know, I'm going to do my best to get things done. You know, I talk to a lot of people, and
and about certain issues, you stay on top of the issues that are in this area, which I think is very important. You know, the traffic, housing cost, affordability, and so on and so forth, the water issues and so on in District 45. So, like we were saying, I think living here is beneficial. And you are on top of everything. When I had my, little interview and talk with you, I was, you know, very impressed by how you were really informed.
You
spoke about the partisan and what people think, and as far as the Affordable Care Act is concerned, people tend to, the general news tends to make it sound like the Republicans are just anti-Obama and don't care about health care. You sound like you're a caring person. It doesn't sound like you're attacking health care, but you want to see it economically sound. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I'm more for a market-based health care system where there's competition. Like we have car insurance, you know, there's competitions between, you know, the different companies. And unfortunately, there's laws where you can't sell insurance across state lines, and you can't buy prescription drugs from Canada. Everything's to take care of the special interest, you know,
we have a caller, Greg and Reith. If you want to, what do you think, Reith?
Okay, why don't we see what the caller wants real quick?
Okay.
Caller, are you with us? Hello, caller. Okay.
Hey, we had lines lighting up, but we want
caller 623-8275. You're live.
Hello, caller.
Oh,
are you there?
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got back. I called in and stepped away for a second. This is Jake Ivey with Havana Watchers.
Hi, Jake.
Calling.
Hi,
I
Jake.
I just called in just to listen for a while, and this is the first time that I've called in, but I was there this weekend with Eric, and I had a great time and just wanted to just listen in and see what was going on this morning.
Well, are you enjoying the show,
Jake? Greg Rapp's on the line. He's running for Congress. He was a jet fighter pilot, and we were talking about his issues now. We don't have much time, but you have a chance to say hi to Greg.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Greg. We're certainly glad for all your service to the country, and I'm a Vietnam veteran, so I certainly appreciate what you've done.
Well, I thank you for that, and I am going to do my best to help all veterans, especially those wounded warriors that we have coming back from battle.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for calling in, Jake. It's always great to hear from you, and it was great seeing you this weekend.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I will be in touch.
Okay.
Thank you, Jake.
Okay, bye-bye.
Now, Greg, we're almost out of time. I see that you're doing really well with raising campaign funds, but there's never enough campaign funds and never enough volunteers. So how can people get in touch with you?
Well, the best way is they go to my webpage, which is gregrapps.com. It's GREGRATHS.com. And you can learn all about me and my positions. And there's a donate page on the website. I would ask, you know, $10, $20, whatever it takes. I don't take any money for special interest groups. I don't want to be beholden to anybody. My biggest competitor has already taken almost $200,000. I will not do that. So I've been getting, you know, the small donations, but it's adding up because it's coming from hundreds and hundreds of, and I appreciate everybody out there. Or you can call me. Call my line, 949-292-2468. That's my private line if you want to just talk about the race. So I really appreciate you having me on.
I just call
you
the real deal. Yeah, Greg's the real deal. He's doing it for a cause. He's not doing it for, you know, behind-the-scenes reasons. He's doing it because he wants to make a real difference, you know. So anyway, Greg, thanks much for coming on. There's so much more we could talk about. We have to move along. So hopefully we can have you on again.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that's our commercial.
Hi, I'm Rita Gray. I used to have a whole host of skincare products taking up space on my bathroom counter. Now I just use Nerium AD. It has everything I need in one simple treatment. It's reduced the appearance of fine lines, discolorations, and uneven skin texture. So, for information about this fountain of youth in a bottle, go to www.rethagray.nerium.com. That's RETHAGREY.NERIUM.com. There's even a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
I've just got a quick tech time tip for you today. Ladies, you can get coupons on your cell phone. That's right. You don't have to clip them out of the newspaper or magazines. You can go on your cell phone and get apps. There are lots of apps that are just coupons. You take them to the store, show them right there at the checkout counter, and you get your discount. And a lot of the major stores have their own apps. Like I was at Macy's yesterday. I could go around with my app and just find out what the true price of something was by scanning it on my phone. Didn't have to find a sales girl or anything. And if they didn't have it at the store, my app would even tell me what other store they would have it at. So don't be afraid to use your electronic devices to go shopping. Jim, we're almost out of time already.
Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? What
an
interesting guest Greg was. You know, and the thing is, we just chatted for about 50 minutes or so, but we could have talked to him for an hour. He has so many interesting scenarios in his life. And, you know, what really impresses me is, well, not only what he's done in the past, but, you know, he's the real deal. He's got a real heart. And, you know, like he said in his interview, he wants to do it because he really thinks a change is needed. And
like a great guy. He really does.
Yes,
I hope people go to his website and check him out. And
him out,
I just wanted to mention that the Easy Way app is available for all the phones. So just go to your app store. Mm-hmm. Make sure you check out easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z, way, W-A-Y, broadcasting.com. So you can find out everything that's going on the network. And there's all kinds of
programs.
There's
all kinds of things going
there's
on. It's
easyway.me. If you go to easyway.me, you can get links to all things easy. There's a new thing called Experience the Easy Way. You got to check that out. And next week, we're going to have a wonderful guest, Nolbert Brown Jr. He's the creator of the television show The Jeffersons.
I was just going to ask you if you remember that.
I remember it. And you know what? We're out of time. Thanks, everybody, for listening. See you next week.
Had a great show.
10 a.m.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easyzuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zuli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.